Blog Talk Radio.
John Super Reed. I, along with my fellow lead student, Katria from New York City, we'd like to introduce you to the Real Talk for Real People show. A show that is designed to give you a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And how a constructive and positive relationship can have a positive impact upon you. On the other hand, how a negative and toxic relationship can have a toxic impact upon you. And also, that would apply to each other because all of our relationship for the truth for the matter, because we don't make the right applications, are toxic. Now, you may say, well, I got a friend. Well, if you don't know how to be a friend, how are you going to be a friend? Well, I got a wife, Yum Soup. Well, if you don't know how to be a husband to your wife, how are you going to be the best husband? Well, I got a husband, Yum Soup. Well, if you're going to be the best wife to a husband and you don't know how to be the best wife to a husband, how are you going to be the best wife to the husband? And you didn't lean to your own understanding. Well, Yum Soup, I got a friend, as I said. If you don't know how to be friendly, you just have associates. Oh, it's true. Don't get mad at Yum Soup. It's true. And also that would apply to strangers. But there is a remedy. There is a remedy. That remedy is not leaning to your own understanding. That remedy is not doing whatever you want to do, how you want to do it in regards to these relationships, in regards to the relationship of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, in regards to relationship in quarters to one another and strangers. But we're going to get to that. But before we do, Cartrell and I, my brother and friend from New York City, you know, I like to make comments about ongoing subject matters, contemporary subject matters. They said Rudy Giuliani was a drunk. He was just like that guy on Mayberry RFD. What was his name? He used to come on and Otis. I believe Otis. They said he was like Otis on Mayberry RFD. You know, the guy would come in with Barney and so on and lock himself up in the jail. He said Rudy was sort of like Otis, and based upon some of the things he was saying, I wouldn't know. I don't know personally. I was not a witness to his drinking or whatnot, but I saw the end result. Why? Because I used to be a drunk. Okay. Yeah, I used to think drunks. I used to think people had alcohol problems. With people you saw in the attics and the alleys and whatnot, and you know they couldn't maintain a job, you know, and they were just in the alleys on the corner drinking boom funds and whatnot. Come to find out, Yum Soup was an alcoholic. I would like to say a functional alcoholic. And so, thanks to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, I'm not that any longer. But I knew by my own life experience and observation that by some of the things he was saying, something was wrong with him. You know, my fiance, the Most High bless her soul, she used to say, "You see some things don't nobody else see," and she was not lying. At the moment, I was angry with her. "Oh, woman, sit down. You don't know what you're talking about." She certainly didn't know what she was talking about. And when people said Rudy Giuliani was a drunk, well, his actions are indicative something was wrong with that fellow, okay? And they are talking about the Taliban. They are concerned about the women and girls. I have a lot of women in my family. My mom's friends, such as Aviar, and sisters, daughters, and I have concerns about women, not only under the cruelty of the Taliban, but women under the cruelty, universally speaking. And so, yes, I have concern of immediate nature for the women and children in Afghanistan, and let's keep them in our prayers. And let me see, last but not least, the situation for as the planet is concerned, it seems to be getting worse. And yes, one more important thing. You know, I'm not a vax guy, you know. A vax, you know, getting vaccines and whatnot. But even that being said, I'm a cautious guy, a responsible guy. Now, I know some of these Republicans out there with CPAC and whatnot, they're telling people don't get vaccines, but they're not telling them anything else. They're not telling them to wash, be cautious, stay out of folks' faces, take plenty of health aspirins and whatnot, and vitamins and fluids and so on and so forth. They say, hey, don't take vaccines, don't do anything. Hocus pocus. Wish upon a star. No. You got to tell the folks, some others than this, don't take vaccines. You got to tell people, be cognizant there is a plague going around, and it is something serious. You must maintain your distance from people. You must wear your face mask. You must take vitamins such as black seed oil, zinc, vitamin B complex, several other. And stay out of folks' faces. But, you know, these Republicans, they lost their rabbit-ass mind, truth be told. Let me just keep it real. They just telling folks, well, no, I'm taking a vaccine, but this don't do nothing. This go on living life like ain't nothing happening. And they're dropping by the dozens. Especially these states that Donald Trump won. They're dropping by the dozen. All right. That's all my comments for today. Let's keep everybody in our prayers, okay? And let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praises to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Sister Abiyah, may the Most High bless you. Yam Sufari, may the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. I'm very appreciative. Thank you. And the same to you,
yes,
my
sir.
Brother. Same to you.
Thank you. But the Republicans are talking about herd immunity. So they don't care about the people. They just care about the rich and famous.
Right.
Jet setting.
Right.
They don't really care about their people or anybody else for that matter.
Right.
And we living in end times, man. It's a wicked world. Taliban,
right.
Republican. Whatever they want to name themselves, man is wicked. They're not following Yah. They're not giving praise to the Almighty. Doctrines and their political stances that they've taken, and it's not working really for them. Rudy Giuliani, another crooked, corrupt New Yorker. You know Rudy Giuliani is mafia, right? Come on, man.
Yeah, they got something else.
Straight mafia, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about he, you know, was a dude on crime in New York. But he's basically part of a crime family.
Mm-hmm. That was it. He was hard on some.
He's sticking in with madness, huh?
He was hard on some crime. Some crime he wasn't.
Well, he showed his racism, you know, in New York. You know, stopping frisking brothers and throwing brothers in jail for no reason. That's Rudy.
And you know what,
Giuliani is the one that's perpetrating a big lie.
Yeah.
Just say you won, Donald Trump. Just say you won. Just tell the people that you won. Don't matter that you lost. Just say you won. That's Rudy.
Exactly. That's Rudy. But you know what, Carl? Since you're saying the way Rudy had treated the brothers and sisters in New York, I went and watched me a documentary of Rikers Island. I don't know how y'all made it.
You know how we made it?
I don't know how y'all made it.
We Israel,
yeah.
Man.
Okay.
Today is Giuliani's birthday.
Good point.
Listen, they done tried everything against us, huh? We prevail, man.
Mm-hmm.
So right. Everything they try against us always backfires on them.
Right.
Right? They brought drugs and guns into our community. Now it's a plague amongst them. Drugs, mass shooting, people with AK-47s. You try to put that in our community to make us kill each other, but most of our flip the script, you're going to fall into your own trap. And believe me, Rudy Giuliani was down with that 9/11 when they brought down them towers.
Mm-hmm.
He was down mm-hmm. with it.
Right.
So I wouldn't have lost his mind.
Lost
his mind because blood is on his hand.
Right.
He got blood on his hand. That's why he lost his mind. He don't know what to do with his phone.
Yeah, they say he can't stay out of the bottle. The bottle is his best friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They done stripped him of his license to be a lawyer already.
Right.
Can't be no lawyer no more.
Why?
Because he's lying. Rudy Giuliani running around the country lying. A lawyer can't lie. We know they liars, but you
right.
lying in public and then going to court looking like a fool.
He blatantly lying. Huh? He lying.
He's mafia, man. Yeah.
He blatantly lying. Yeah. You're certainly right, Roger. Well, Katria, if you're done with your commentary, I'm done with mine. And we'll move on. Okay. All right, fellow students, Katriel, let's turn to chapter 17 of First Chronicles. Okay? Chapter 17 of First Chronicles. May the Most High bless us by his word. And then after we study this word intently, then it's coming upon us to apply it in our lives. When King David was settled in his palace, Buzz. King David said to the prophet Nathan, "Here I'm dwelling in a house of cedar, wood house, while the ark of the covenant of Yah is under tent cloth." He's still in the tent. Nathan said to King David, "Do whatever you have in mind, for Yah is with you." But the same night, the word of Yah came to Nathan, "Go and say to my servant, King David, thus said Yah, you are not the one to build a house for me to dwell in. The day that I bought out Israel to this day, I have not dwelt in a house, but I have gone from tent to tent, from one tabernacle to another, as I moved about. Wherever Israel went, did I ever reproach any of the judges of Israel whom I appointed to care for my people, Israel? Did I ever come to them? Why have you not built me a house of cedar, wood? Father says thus to my servant, King David, thus said Yah of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the flock, to be a ruler of my people, Israel. I've been with you wherever you went and have cut down all your enemies before you. Moreover, I will give you renown like that of the greatest men on earth, and which he has, even today as we speak. I will establish a home for my people Israel and will plant them firm, that's if they kept in conjunction with the codification, which we did. That's why we're in the situation that we're in, universally speaking, so that they should dwell secure and should tremble no more. Evil men should not wear them down anymore. Now they're wearing us down. High blood pressure, diabetes, and everything else. They're wearing us down. Gun violence.
But he's talking futuristic.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, gun violence and everything else, Katria. As in the past. I mean, it happened in the past too, Katria. I mean, it happened in the past and futuristic is happening. Ever since I appointed judges over my people Israel, I will subdue your enemies. And I declare to you, the Elohim will build a house for you. When your days are done and you follow your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, one of your own sons. I will establish his kingship. See, a lot of folks try to use this Jesus thing here, Cartrell. He said, I will establish his kingship. He shall build a house for me. I will establish his throne forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. But who he was making reference to was King Solomon. But I will never withdraw my favor from him as I withdrew it from your predecessor, which he didn't.
So even when none of the sons of King David measured up.
No.
Not even King Solomon.
Not even, well.
Yeah, I'm Sufi, still there?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Yeah,
yeah, but
King Solomon married all these women, and
right.
After him, the kingdom was divided, right?
Right. But he said, I will
live up to the standard of his father, King David.
Okay. Well, let's go back to that then. Let's go back to 11, verse 11. When your days are done and you follow your father, I will raise up your offspring after you, one of your own sons. I will establish his kingship. Now he shall build a house for me, which was King Solomon.
Yes.
I will establish his throne forever, which he would have. But King Solomon didn't play by the rules. I will be a father to him, which he tried to be. And he will be a son to me, which he wanted him to be. But I would never withdraw my favor from him, which he didn't. As I withdrew from King Solomon. He didn't withdraw from Solomon. King Solomon, and he withdrew from King Saul. I will install in him my house and my king and my kingship forever. And his throne shall be established forever as a result of building my house. That's why I think that what they're getting that from, Cartrell. The fact that King Solomon built the house for Yah. And I think that, as it said, his throne shall be established forever. The fact that he did that. Nathan, the prophet, spoke to King David in accordance with these words and all this prophecy. Then King David came and sat before him, before the Elohim, and he said, what am I, O Yah, Elohim, what is my family? And what is my family that you bought me thus far? Yet even this, O Yah, has seemed too little to you. For you have spoken of your servant's house for the future. I mean, I appreciate what you're doing for me now. But you've spoken of my house in futuristic terms. You regard me as a man of distinction, O Yah Elohim. What more can King David add regarding the honor of your servant? You know your servant, O Yah, for your servant's sake and for your own accord. You have wrought this great thing and made known all these great things. O Yah, there is none like you. And there is no other God but you. There ain't nobody else. I don't care what they're going to tell you down the road. And we have heard, and there's no other God like you, as we have always heard. And who is like your people Israel, a chosen people, a unique nation on earth, whom Yah went and redeemed, bought as his people, winning renown for yourself for great and marvelous deeds, driving out nations before your people whom you redeemed from misery. You have established your people Israel as your very own people forever. And you, O Yah, have become their God. And now, O Elohim, let your promise according to your servant in this house be fulfilled forever. And do as you promised. Let it be fulfilled that your name be glorified forever. And that men will say forever your name. And that men will say, the Yah of hosts, Elohim of Israel, is Israel's God. And may the house of your servant, King Dawud, be established before you, futuristically, now and futuristically. Because you, okay, may the house of your servant, King Dawud, be established before you, King Dawud. Okay. Because you, my Elohim, has revealed to your servant that you will build a house for him. Your servant has ventured to pray to you. And now, O Yah, you are Elohim, and you have made this gracious promise to your servant. Now, it has pleased you to bless your servant's house, that it will abide before you forever, my house.
Whose house?
My house, King Dawud. Forever.
How long?
Forever. You, O Yah, have blessed and blessed forever my house, my name, forever and ever, ever, ever. Kadriel, my dear brother and friend, what is your commentary?
He didn't say King Solomon's house.
No.
He didn't say Jeroboam's house.
No.
He didn't say Hezekiah's house.
No.
He didn't say Zedekiah's house.
No.
He didn't mention none of his son. Whose house?
Rehoboam. He didn't say none of them.
He didn't say Absalom.
No.
Whose house? My house.
My house.
Yes. Whose throne?
My throne.
My throne. Who is your servant?
King Dawud.
For how long?
Forever, ever, ever.
Okay. So we got to understand the script.
Right.
Because he ain't talking about none of his sons or his descendants.
Right.
He asked y'all to establish his throne forever.
Right. And King Solomon got his prop.
Got his throne.
Yeah, he got his prop for building the house of Yah. He got his prop. But that throne that Yah is talking about is King Dawud's throne.
And all the kings that we've read about, the sons of King David, it says they did not measure up King David.
They didn't
they did not follow after King David, their father.
No.
It don't say King Solomon, their father. It says King David, their father. Every king, it says these kings did not follow after King David, their father. Right? That's what it was saying.
Exactly.
So they didn't meet the mark. And the Most High made an everlasting covenant with King David.
Exactly.
So he met the mark.
Exactly. All right.
That's what people don't understand, because King David is Yah's anointed.
Exactly.
Which is in Greek called the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They think that Jesus, who they say, they try to say is the son of David, but we don't even know who his father is. They try to say his father was King David, but he ain't got no direct lineage with King David through his father, because we don't even know who his father was. You know who his mother was, Mary. You telling me that he's King David's son, but you don't even know who his father was. Come on now.
Yeah.
We do better than that. We read the whole genealogy in the Book of Chronicles. Whose son was this? Whose father house he came from? You mean to tell me Jesus ain't got no father, but you're telling me from the house of King David? You're lying.
Yeah.
You're lying. Joseph ain't his father, right?
No,
who
Joseph
was Mary, and Mary is pregnant, but it ain't by Joseph.
Right.
So who is it? And don't tell me that it's one of the sons of King David, because it's not. Because it would have been written down, like we've been reading the Chronicles. We know all the King David sons, don't we?
Exactly.
Don't we know all the King David sons, don't we? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Yes, we know all of his sons. And Jesus wasn't one of them.
No.
But they try to say he was. They try to say he was.
Well, they didn't say anything. They don't make it the truth, does it, Contreras?
Sound like Donald Trump.
Yeah. I mean how they do it, man. I mean, they have a history. They have a history of lying and lying and lying till you eventually believe it or forget about it. One of the two.
They're going to tell you he was King David's son and that he is the anointed when he was never anointed. How is he the Christ when he was never anointed, king or priest? We didn't even know who his father was. Was he from the house of Aaron? Was he from the house of Judah? Was he from Joseph or Benjamin or Issachar or Dan or Naphtali or Asher? Who was his father?
And then,
how can
and
you say it was King David when you don't know who his father was?
Well, and
I think it was Wally Povich to do a DNA test for the man.
And our
who
studies,
is the father of Jesus?
Well, in our studies, we found out how the anointed is applied.
Exactly.
How the anointed is brought about. And that didn't occur. Okay. Baptism in water is not an anointment. Okay.
Not even close.
No. All right. Chapter 18. Okay. Sometime afterwards, King David attacked the Philistines and subdued them. King David took God and his dependencies from the Philistines. He also defeated the Moabites. The Moabites became tributary vassals of King David. King David defeated Hadadezer, king of Zobahamat, who was on his way to set up his monument at the Euphrates River. King David captured 1,000 chariots, 7,000 horsemen, 20,000 foot soldiers of his force. And King David hamstrung all the chariot horses except 400, which he retained for himself. When the Amines, the Syrians of Damascus, came to the aid of King Hadadezer of Zobahamah, King David struck down 22,000 of them, the Armenians, the Syrians. King David's session, garrisons in Armenia, Syria of Damascus, and the Armenians became tributary vassals of King David. Yah gave King David victory wherever he went. King David took the gold shields carried by Hadadezer, the Rutuns, and brought them to Jerusalem from Tabak and Kun, and towns of Hadadezer. King David took a vast amount of copper, on which King Solomon made the bronze paint, the columns, and the bronze vessels. King Pu of Hamath heard that King David had defeated the entire army of King Hadadezer of Zobah. He sent his son Hadoram of King to King David to greet him, to congratulate him on his military victory over Hadadezer. For Hadadezer had been at war with King Tu. He brought with him all manner of gold, silver, copper objects. King David dedicated these to Yah, along with the other silver and gold that he had taken from all the nations, from Edom, Moab, Ammon, from the Philistines and the Amalekites. Abishol, son of Zeruiah, struck down Edom in the Valley of Salt, 18,000 in all. He stationed garrisons in Edom. All the Edomites became vassals of King David. Yah gave King David victory wherever he went. King David reigned over all Israel, and King David executed true justice among all his people. Joab, son of Zerora, was commander of the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Eliahu, was the recorder. He recorded information. Zodok and Ahitub and Abimelech, son of Abithar, were priests, Levite priests. Shaphat was a scribe. He wrote down everything. Benaniah, son of Jehoiada, was commander of the Cherethites and the Peleotites. And King David's sons were first ministers of the king. They ministered to their father. They gave him advice and whatnot. I'm pretty sure he didn't take much of it. But he gave him a spot. Made him princesses of the people. But as I said, I'm pretty sure he didn't take much of their advice. Because if they wouldn't type the Yah, he may have loved them, but he wasn't no fool. Okay? All right, Cottrell, what is your commentary, my brother?
Well, he did have a wise son named Solomon, who eventually became king. So he might have took some counsel from his baby boy, King Solomon.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right about that. Now, I neglected because King Solomon, he had a little something going on with it initially. So you're right about that. You may be right.
And the fact that his cousin Abishai, right, the son of his sister Zariah, he beat down Esau, the Edomites, in the valley of Salt. He slew 18,000. They became garrisons for King David's nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see, so King David reigned over all Israel, executed justice amongst all his people. And his cousin, his nephew Joab, the son of Zariah, was over the hosts. You can see that Jehoshaphat was probably the one that wrote down the Chronicles that we're reading right now. It says that Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, recorder. What was he recording? The Acts of the Kings.
Right.
And he says Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Abimelech, son of Abiathar, were the priests, and Shaphat was scribe. So you had Jehoshaphat and Shaphat writing everything down, which is why we have detailed, understanding of what went on in the history of our ancient fathers. And then you talk about Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada. He was chief and commander over the Cherethites and the Peleathites. And these were foreign nations. He was the Philistines and Ammonites and Moabites. But they had an Israelite commander whose name was Benaiah.
Mm-hmm.
And the sons of King David, they say they were chiefs about the king. So we know Absalom and King Solomon and all the rest of them, King David gave them props for being his son.
Right.
Even though they didn't really achieve anything, he showed he loved his son. Maybe too much. Absalom and his other son, they were wayward. They went off. So he might have loved them a little bit too much.
Yeah, way off.
Showing the tough love that they should have been shown.
Exactly.
So sometimes you can spoil your children. They got positions, and did they really earn it? Did his sons really earn it?
Right.
From what we read, the way they were acting, they didn't really earn it. One son took his sister and raped her. And then Absalom, he killed the dude that raped his sister by his mother. They was out of order.
Yeah, did they show any aptitude for those positions?
Right.
No, they didn't show any aptitude.
Absalom tried to supplant his father. Right? He tried to take over the kingdom because he was mad that his father ain't do nothing about his sister.
Right.
So, yeah, they had prominent positions, but they were kind of out of order.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, Cottrell, if you're done with your commentary on that, we're looking forward to another reading in the Psalms of King Solomon.
Yes, sir. Psalms 40.
You're right. You're on point.
Psalms 40 is not necessarily a prayer, but a testimony. King David is testifying how Yah works in his life. We know how much he relies on Yah, because every trouble that he faces, he always calls out, he always cries, he always prays for a solution from the Most High. So when the Most High gives him a solution to his problem, what he does is give testimony. So Psalms 40 is a testimony of King David and how his interaction with Yah benefits him. So once again, we give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for even creating our King, King David, who was wise enough and gracious enough to leave us his inner thoughts on how he communicated with our Creator. David says, I waited patiently for Yah. How many of us are patient enough to wait on Yah?
We better learn it.
Everything is instant. We get, you know, quick food, fast food, and everything is fast. We're not patient enough to wait. Are we patient enough to wait for Yah? And we remember King David had to wait for Yah. The second time he attacked the Philistines, Yah said, don't attack them. Wait until you hear that, hear like a troop going up in the mulberry trees, right?
Right.
And King David had to wait patiently. And he waited and got the victory. He said, I waited patiently for Yah, and he inclined his ear unto me and heard my cry. So you got to keep crying out to Yah until he hears you. Be patient. Keep speaking, keep praying, keep crying, and Yah will hear you. He says, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. Yes, we've read about the story of King David, running from King Saul, running from the enemy, hiding in caves, you know, looking for his life. I guess that was the pit that he's talking about that he was in. And then after a while, the Most High set up upon a rock to be king of Israel and established his going. Like he said, I have established King David's throne forever. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our Elohim. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in Yah. So you watching the life of King David, you're going to do the same thing that he did. And if you do the same thing he did, that means you're going to put your trust in Yah. He says, blessed is the man that maketh Yah his trust. There it is. You're blessed if you trust Yah. Do you trust Yah, Yansu?
I do. I mean, I can't see no other way, Katria.
I know that I have been blessed because I trusted Yah. There is no other reason that I'm blessed. It's only because I trusted Yah.
You and me both, brother. You and me both.
And respected not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lie. So that's what people do. Proud people, you know, you see them in your neighborhood. They got the Bentleys. They got the big money. They got the fat bankrolls in their pocket. But they doing wickedness. And you shouldn't respect that just because they got money and riches and all that. No, you don't respect that. And you turn into lies. Your deceitful life, you're destroying the people with your drug selling and your street life, and it's making you rich for the time, but that's not the way to go.
Exactly.
Many, oh yeah, my Elohim, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. Can we count the works of Yah? I know science is trying to decipher it and reverse engineer it. They're trying to figure out how the universe was created and how the earth and the moon is coordinated and created and all that. These are the wonderful works of Yah. You're not going to figure it out. Not at all. How did he make the sun, the moon, and the stars? You're not going to figure it out. How did he make the ecosystem that we live under, the atmosphere that he created for us? Why can't we go outside the atmosphere and live beyond that? These are the wonders of Yah, right? And thy thoughts, which are toward us, they cannot be reckoned upon in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. So we can't get into Yah's head. Yah's thoughts are above our thoughts. His ways are above our ways. His wonders are just too wonderful, too wonderful for us to even understand. Sacrifice and offering thou dost not desire. My ears hast thou opened, burnt offerings and sin offering thou hast not required. The Most High wants you to listen to his words, to listen to his command, to seek him out, to search him. He doesn't need your offering, because he makes the offerings, right, to cover our sin. That's what Christianity is all about. Jesus offered himself, his blood and his body, in order for us to be alleviated of our sin. And this is telling us that Yah doesn't require your sacrifices or offering. But you open up your ears and hear. And I said, no, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my Elohim. Yea, thy law is in my heart. So King David is telling us that he's trying to find a way of Yah, and that the ways of Yah that he has found out, he put him in his heart. I have seen righteousness in the great congregation. No, I have not restrained my lips. Oh, Yah, thou knowest. So sometimes we can talk about righteousness, talk about walking the way that is good and pleasing in the eyesight of Yah, and a lot of people may not agree with it. And they may look at you as odd. But not saying them that you have to teach the people what is right. I have not hidden thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. Yah is faithful to us. If we're faithful to him, we will receive salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Which is why we can read about Yah's loving kindness towards King David, as he wrote it in the book. I don't know what all that feedback is about, but there's a lot of feedback. Withhold not thy tender mercies from me, O Yah. Let thy loving kindness, David, and thy truth continually preserve me. You want the truth of Yah, the loving kindness of Yah, and the truth to preserve us. For innumerable evils have compassed me about, living in a wicked world, and all kinds of evil can pass us about. Our own iniquities have taken hold upon us, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. So King David again is acknowledging his sins. He's saying that his sins is more than the hairs on his head.
Sure,
God delivered me. Yes, sir.
I like your humility about the brother. See, a lot of us, unfortunately, don't understand humility, Gartner. We don't know how to express our shortcomings. We like to always be self-righteous, some of us, unfortunately. That's why we never learn anything from y'all. If you can't be humble and put it all out on the table sometimes about your shortcomings, you're not going to get much from y'all. And you walk around beating your chest like you King Kong or something. I ain't never did no wrong. Everything I did was right. You know, come on. Everything, King Dawood is the closest man that Yah said, this is a man after my own heart. And this man said, fear. Man, I've been so bad, man. My shortcomings is more than the hairs on my head. I mean, you got to have some humility, Katya. And thank you for pointing that out, Contra.
How many hairs you got on the top of your head?
Man, you can't even count them.
Can't even count it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But like I said, that shows his humility. He acknowledges it. And the evil that's around us, he can't be involved in it. He says, for innumerable evils have compassed me about. They had a news report today on the news. These dudes on motorcycles rolled up on his guy in a car, shot him in the head, dragged him out of his car and took his car and crashed the car.
Where was this at, Contra?
It's in New York.
Oh, man.
In New York.
That was in New York. To steal his car?
They shot him in the head to steal his car. It was on a motorcycle.
Man.
He didn't die, though. He's in the hospital. They think he's going to recover. Praise
Yah.
What sense does that make, man? What sense does that make?
Contrary to some wicked son of a bitches, okay? Let me keep it here. wicked.
And what goes around comes around.
Exactly.
So you reap what you sow, right?
Exactly. And no disrespect to the mamas, because their mamas may not be the reason why them boys or girls like that. So I'm sorry to say it's son of a, because I don't know what their mamas is, okay? So, and my apologies to the mamas, okay? Go ahead, Katya.
It's pretty wicked and evil to go down to Haiti and shoot the president of Haiti.
Yeah, such a poor nation,
such a struggling nation. What wickedness is inside of you that you would bring more hardship upon that nation and those people? What wickedness is inside of you?
Evil, low down and evil, man. Low down and evil, brother.
So we living in some treacherous times, huh? I hate to say it, man. We living in some treacherous times.
It is.
We saw a video again. This guy walking down the street, and somebody rolls up behind him with some hot liquid and throws it on his back. The guy falls to the floor. He get bruised up. Another video, these young guys roll up on these homeless guys and throw a cinder block and hit the guy in the head with a cinder block and beat him up. I mean, for what? He ain't bothering y'all, struggling. He's poor and needy. He out here on the street. You just gonna pick up a cinder block and throw it at his head.
Bro,
that's what's going on, huh?
That not, all you just said ain't never get to my mind about doing something.
This is New York City. This is just New York City alone.
Yeah.
The news reports I'm looking at. And there's so much more I could, like, tell you about, but it's so depressing.
We're
living in some wicked times, man.
It is, Katya. It is.
And you brought up relationships between husband and wife. And
right.
It's so funny because my daughter's cousin, right, they went down to the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
With, you know, her husband, her two children, and with her cousin, her husband, and maybe, her, you know, a few other family members.
Right.
And when they were coming back from the Dominican Republic, they pulled out my daughter's cousin. And she got upset because they wanted to body search her.
Right.
They took her husband off the plane and tried to get him to calm her down. He's
right.
Like, nah, I'm getting on the plane and I'm leaving.
Right.
My daughter's family on my wife's side says my daughter is at fault. Mind you, my daughter's pregnant. She
right.
got a 4-year-old son with her and she's with her husband.
Right.
But they're blaming my daughter for not getting off the plane to help her cousin out.
Right. Why would she get off?
They don't understand the relationship
right.
between a husband and wife. Why
right.
did your husband get on the plane? Why didn't he stay in the Dominican Republic with you? Because
right.
he's responsible for you. But you're going to bring the pressure on my daughter, your cousin, as if she's
right.
responsible for this grown-ass woman who got a husband.
Right.
I just don't get it.
Well, that's that woman and the husband business. They ain't got nothing to do with your daughter.
Not at all. Nothing to do with my daughter at all. It is her
right.
cousin. But my cousin, her cousin got her into the predicament. She got herself in that predicament. And she's
right.
with her husband. They need to work themselves out of that situation. No, you're going to
okay.
drag my daughter in, who's with her child. She's pregnant. And with her husband. Her husband ain't going to let her get off the plane and leave them while you with your cousin in Dominican Republic. Two females in the Dominican Republic by themselves.
Yeah. And here's the deal,
while
Katya.
Her husband is on the plane going home.
He's just going to leave.
He just left. He ain't just going to leave. He left. Talking about, I don't know, he can't control his wife or something. For me, she needs to file for a divorce. This nigga left me alone in the Dominican Republic. You don't know
yeah.
what could happen to me, right?
Yeah. He didn't care.
What kind of husband are you?
He didn't care.
He really didn't. It showed. Actions speak louder than words, don't they?
Yeah. That's why I said, Kyle, we don't know how to treat each other, bro.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And it's sad. And it's real sad, Kyle. And it's just not in one locale anyway. It's universally speaking. We don't know how to treat each other.
You are a husband. You should have been by her side. You want to search my wife? Get me a female officer, okay? Get
right.
me a female officer. None of y'all
right.
niggas gonna put your hands on her to body
right.
search her. Give me
right.
a female officer, all right? And
yeah.
let her go into a private room so she can search her if you're suspicious of whatever. You know what
right.
I'm But he got on the plane. She all upset. I'm leaving her. No, you don't do that to your wife.
Did she have anything?
To your wife.
Did she have anything,
Katria? No. Next flight. They let her out.
That's cold-blooded, Katria. That's real. There's no way in hell I'm going to leave my woman. Okay?
But
ride
my daughter, ride blaming her.
If she did, I'm going to get on her ass. Believe me. But if it's going to be in private. But there's no way you're going to leave my woman. Now, if she did something, I thought I'm going to talk to her in private. But anything else, just ride or die. So,
yeah,
there's
something wrong in that relationship where he would leave her
right,
by herself in a foreign country.
Something ain't right.
They're trying to blame my daughter. My daughter ain't responsible for you.
No, your daughter. That's not her responsibility.
Not at all.
Your daughter did what she's supposed to get, ride with her husband. Let's roll, baby. Come on now.
And her children.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. You know, God bless. We're going to pray for her. Come on, let's go.
So we broke your people.
Right. Yeah.
Because all her cousin had to do was calm them down and request. Well, you want to search me? Give me a female officer.
Right. But all that stuff, cussing and fussing and fighting, bro. We need to stop this.
Yeah. You can't take that everywhere.
Yeah. Ain't nobody going with that.
You cannot take that everywhere. Anybody fall for that?
Hey, man, you don't impress nobody with all that, bro.
Nope.
Ghetto Fabulous stuff. Every time we go somewhere, we got to take Ghetto Fabulous with us, man. Ain't nobody going. Yeah. She lucky and beat the brakes off of her.
Right.
Yeah.
So y'all didn't do that.
Yeah.
So he goes on to say, for innumerable evils like today's world have compassed us about. My own iniquities have taken hold upon me. How many of us can confess that? We're so self-righteous. No, we've done iniquities, and y'all know the iniquities we've done. We have to fess up, right?
Got to fess up.
So that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me. Yes, that's why you're having the problems you got. At least King David confesses his sin. When you hold them confessions in, your problems become worse. You don't want to acknowledge your sins. You think you're so righteous. Be pleased, O Yah, to deliver me. O Yah, make haste to help me. In other words, hurry up. Don't be slow. Hurry up, Yah. We need your help. And we ain't trying to press you, but gotta look at our situation, right? We in trouble. Please hurry up. Make haste to help us. Let them be ashamed that and confounded together that seek after my soul. What are they seeking after, Yom Suf? They don't just want your life. They want your soul. They want to corrupt you. They don't want you to just die. They want you to die wickedly so that you don't have a chance in the future with your soul.
Right.
You run with the LGBTQ community and you will lose your soul. You murder somebody, you're going to lose your soul. You worship idols, you're going to lose your soul. And that's what they're seeking, to lure you into those worlds, right?
Yeah, you ride with
your soul.
You ride with sorcery. Whores, witchcraft and sorcery. You're going to lose your soul.
And that's what they're seeking. They're seeking your soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Because that's all they're doing. Your enemies ain't showing you no favor. You think you the poster child for the LGBTQ and you get in favor with them. No. You falling into their trap. Because they're seeking your soul.
Yeah, they want you to die. They want you to die in that situation.
Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that they say unto me, aha, aha. Because they know they could get us. They can lure you with LGBTQ. They can lure you into doing evil, worshiping idols, so that you lose your soul and destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
They say, aha, aha. I knew they wasn't faithful to Yah.
Mm-hmm.
let all those that seek you, Yah, rejoice and be glad in you. Are you seeking Yah? Because if you are, after a while, you're going to rejoice because you're going to know that he is the one that is protecting us and shielding us and promising us a great future. As love thy salvation, say continually, Yah be magnified. Most of the people in religions are looking for salvation, but they're looking for the wrong salvation. Mm-hmm. We're looking for Yah's salvation, which we should love, because Yah's salvation is going to give us everlasting life if we're living righteously. And we're going to praise Yah and the blessings that he give us. But I am poor and needy, yet Yah thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarry, O my Elohim. So you might think little of yourself. We're not in a high position. We're not famous. We're not rich. We're not powerful. Why should Yah think about me? Because I ain't got nothing. I ain't doing nothing. But Yah's mind is on you. And Yah will help you. Yah will deliver you. You just have to be connected with him. So we're trying to connect with Yah because we're poor, we're needy, and we pray that Yah thinks upon our situation and doesn't allow our enemies to destroy our soul. So we give thanks and praise again to our great King, King David, for his wisdom, his knowledge, his insight, and understanding that we can glean from what he's written down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, fellow students, for joining with Cartrell and I and sharing with us in these studies. And we hope and we pray most importantly that after these studies are completed, that you apply these studies to your life. Therein lies your solution. May the Most High bless you, direct and order your steps. Please stop leaning to your own understanding. It is not working. Get your heart and a spirit like King David. Simply pray for it. Be sincere in your prayer. And we suspect that you will receive. Okay? And may the Most High redeem all of us that are dedicated and loyal to him, that adhere to his principles, his codification, his covenant. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom. And good night.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, all I ever had, redemption songs, these songs of freedom, songs of freedom.